For the last 18 years, Eagle River has been represented in the legislature by Republicans in both the House and the Senate. But this year, Democrats think they have a Senate candidate with the background that give them opposition for Election Day. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The announcement of Con Bundy's retirement from Senate District P, the area he's represented for the past 8 years, running from the hillside area of Anchorage to Eagle River to Girdwood and to Whittier, opened the door for candidates to replace him. Bundy left the Senate as leader of the minority conservative Republican caucus, remaining true to his beliefs that he represented a mostly conservative district. However, four people showed up for the primary campaigns, two lost, and another independent got on the ballot by petition for the general election. Democrats are counting on there being too many names to choose from next month. Janet Reiser, the Democrat in the race, says the split ballot won't matter, though. She says conservative nature of the district is overrated, and she can win against anyone.
I think I am very much part of the mainstream of my district, as far as fiscally conservative and socially kind of moderate. And I think there's a little bit of arrogance on the Republican side, thinking, well, it's our seat. You know, we are independent people, and we vote. I've always voted for the person, not the party. And hopefully other people will take a look at it and vote for the person, not the party as well.
Reiser comes from a business background, president of Nana Pacific, chief operating officer of Sea Lion, owner of Jet Enviro De-Icing, and currently a board member of Chugach Electric. Her opponents, though, also have strong credentials. Kathy Giesel is a fourth-generation Alaskan with a nursing background, a nurse practitioner. She also owns a healthcare consulting business that operates in many of Alaska's smaller communities. Phil Dubinsky retired from a 38-year career in the oil and gas industry, most recently as BP's compliance and ethics leader. He thinks his business experience outweighs any partisan labels, and that's why he's an independent, with the majority of his campaign expenses coming from his own pocket, $150,000 as of the beginning of this month. He says neither party can claim him or the district. More than half the people are nonpartisan.
That tells me, I think, that people are looking for a choice. And I started my race because I was outraged, frustrated, angry at what I was seeing in the performance of our state government by both Republican and Democratic parties.
Giesel has strong ties to the Republican Party. She was the statewide vice chair 2 years ago. While the district is not overwhelmingly Republican, she says it is conservative, not in a popular sense, but she says it represents the anger and worry about government imposition that people feel.
The word conservative is the word that you want to use if you want to get elected. But I am questioning that my two opponents actually have those values at their core. Those are easy talking points for a campaign slogan, but when they come time to live them out, the conservative value won't be there.
Neither Giesel nor Dupinsky will commit to joining with the bipartisan majority in the Senate, but they say they probably won't. But Reiser has promised to work only in a bipartisan coalition. And in those critical opening days of the session, where new legislators are first seen by the public statewide, Giesel wants to start amending the state's oil tax regime. Reiser would get to work on a comprehensive energy plan for meeting the state's internal needs. And Dubinsky would push for a freeze on the number of state employees and state spending. All three names will be on the general election ballot. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.